In the Philippines, a year-long hostage crisis involving American citizens ended badly today when Philippine Army forces raided a hideout of the Muslim militant group Abu Sayyaf. Kansas missionary Martin Burnham and a Filipina nurse were killed in the raid on the island of Mindanao. Burnham's wife Gracia was freed but suffered a gunshot wound. The Philippine troops who attempted the rescue were trained by the U.S. military, which now has several hundred advisors in the region. They are part of the U.S.'s global war on terrorism, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Operation Daybreak, as the Philippine government called the rescue attempt, was carried out by about 60 soldiers from the Philippine Army's version of the Delta Force, an elite light reaction company trained by U.S. Special Forces and outfitted with night vision equipment and silencers. No U.S. forces were directly involved in the hostage rescue effort, but a Pentagon official says American Special Operations units were consulted and aware of the operation. The raid took place near the city of Sarawai on the island of Mindanao, away from the Abu Sayyaf guerrilla's home base on Basilan Island. President Bush said he spoke today with Philippine President Gloria Arroyo.
She assured me that the Philippine government would hold the terrorist group accountable for how they treated these Americans, that justice would be done.
Details on exactly how two of the three hostages died are still sketchy. American Martin Burnham and a Filipina nurse, Itabora Yap, were killed by gunfire, but it's not clear who fired the shots. Martin Burnham's wife, Gracia, was shot in the leg and flown to a Manila hospital where she's in stable condition. Philippine commandos had allegedly tracked the rebels on Mindanao for weeks with the aid of unmanned U.S. reconnaissance and other airplanes. Heavy rains on Friday slowed the rebels' ability to move, allowing the Philippine Army to strike. An intense firefight lasted about 2 hours, in which at least four Abu Sayyaf kidnappers were killed. Seven Philippine soldiers were injured as well. The slain missionary's brother, Doug Burnham, said from his home in Wichita, Kansas, that family members were numbed by the news, but he said their religious beliefs were unshaken.
We are thankful that Gracia is alive, and our faith in the Lord is still the same. It doesn't change, and that's what we're going to hang on to.
The Burnhams have three young children, and Doug Burnham said he's confident the Philippine forces did all they could to save his brother's life. But that Army's hostage rescue record is a mixed one. A Philippine defense official said the government could now flood the area with reinforcements to, quote, finish off the Abu Sayyaf. The guerrilla group wants a separate Muslim state in the southern Philippines, but in the last few years they've turned into something of a kidnapping brigade with only vague political aims. Intelligence officials believe the guerrillas once had ties to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The rebels have taken more than 24 hostages in all. Some paid their way out of captivity or escaped. Several others were beheaded. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said responsibility for the hostages' deaths lies solely with the Muslim rebels.
The Abu Sayyaf terrorists have kidnapped these people. They've held them for over a year under cruel conditions. They've rejected all appeals for their release, and they put them again and again in very dangerous circumstances.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the decision to try to free the hostages was understandable, adding every hostage situation is a dangerous situation. The Philippine Constitution bars foreign military forces from conducting operations on their soil. There are some 160 U.S. military advisors currently training the Philippine Army. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today that the commandos involved in the raid had received general instruction from U.S. forces, not training specific to hostage rescue. General Myers said the U.S. is still committed to helping the Philippine Army make its country inhospitable to terrorists.
The reason that we went to assist and help train the Philippine Armed Forces was to fight the Abu Sayyaf group. And that task, I think, is still before us, and to help the Philippine Armed Forces be more proficient in counterterrorism.
Currently, U.S. advisors are only allowed to train with the Philippine Army at the battalion level, meaning several hundred soldiers. Pentagon leaders are discussing whether to change that rule and allow U.S. forces to work with smaller units in the field. Friday's less-than-successful raid could accelerate that debate. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.